HarperCollins presents The Offline Diaries, as told by Ade and Shanice, by Yomi Adegoke and Elizabeth Yvebinene, read by Ella Dacris and Tiwalade.
For best friends everywhere, EU. For the younger Yomi and Elizabeth, we couldn't have done it without you, YA.
Chapter 1. Ade. Dear Diary, I don't know why I bother. I can barely hear myself think these days, even when locked away in my room. I've turned off the telly, kicked Femi into Bissy's new room. All three of us will fight about that later, but she's out, so I'm enjoying the quiet before the storm. Shut the curtains, put a pillow up against the door, and still, non-stop racket. Auntie Kim says my writing is important, and especially so now because, even with all the drama, I still manage to write down what I think and feel and stuff. Sometimes I agree with her, but other times I'm just like, what's the point of trying when no one else shuts up around here? You know what makes it even more annoying? The fact that I'm the one constantly getting told off for making too much noise and for having too much attitude. By my mum, by my old teachers, probably by my new ones when I start school on Monday. Anytime I say what I think, it's, Ade, you're being disrespectful. Or, Ade, you're being rude. That's why I write so much. When I try to say how I feel in real life, at home or at my old school, I'm told I'm talking back. It's like, if someone is older than you, they're allowed to talk at you, not to you. If you disagree with them, you shouldn't respond, as they'll say that's rude too. Having any sort of opinion on an issue is an issue. But I'm going to say what I think anyway, even if it's just in this diary. At least when I'm a famous novelist and I eventually publish this, it'll be evidence of how crazy my family is. This place is a madhouse. Femi is so hyper and so randomly demanding, I don't call her my little sister anymore because, as she claims, I'm not little, we're the same height. No wonder Bissy's always having a go at Femi. She bounces around the house like a little idiot ball and usually ends up in Bissy's new room, knocking something expensive over in the process. Then Bissy shouts at her, Femi cries, and Bissy gets shouted at by Mum, and instead of crying, Bissy gets angry or angrier and goes back to ignoring us all. Bissy has a go at everyone though, to be fair. 16 going on 60. She's a total killjoy and a terrible advert for getting older. She's always skulking around the house in a mood about coursework or spots or another stupid boyfriend gone wrong. Which she isn't even allowed to have.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?